Well, happy Saturday morning, everyone. I hope you all are having a good day today so far. And that's not April's Fool. I really do. I hope you do have a good day. We've been working through this Phillips versus the State of Missouri. It's a story about my case against the State of Missouri for my refusal to license and place children with homosexuals. Mark's been reading through it. Mark is ready for chapters 8 and 9 today. And so I'll turn this over to Mark and let him continue in his readings. With everything going on with the transgender movement, I think it's important for us to hear this story. This was 27 years ago, and look where we are today in our society today after 27 years. Chapter 8 and 9.
Chapter 8, ACLJ brings hope. Knowing this, at the trying of your faith, work in patience, James 1:3. Was American Center for Law and Justice. I found out the organization is on the cutting edge of legal enforcement for the Christian. The organization is now an international organization. ACLJ takes on hundreds of cases a year. Founded by Pat Robertson, a Reed University mission is to protect the civil rights of Christians. The Christian organization's chief counsel, Jay Sekulow, now leads ACLJ. Jay has argued cases numerous times before the Supreme Court successfully. I heard Christian leaders talk about subjects of discrimination against Christians prior to my situation happening. I would listen to programs like Point of View, Concern Women for America, Phyllis Schlafly, Bot Broadcasting, ACLJ, Focus on the Family, American Family Radio, Richard Land for Faith and Family. I believe the good Lord allowed me to be exposed to many issues that were later to affect me personally. So these programs were sort of my education, preparing me for a long journey that my family and I would have to face. Prior to my filing a lawsuit against the State of Missouri, I received a booklet from ACLJ entitled Christian Rights in the Workplace. This little booklet was invaluable to me and served as a continued reference throughout my ordeal. If the ACLJ had not intervened for me, I would not be writing this book and I would not have been able to continue my lawsuit. Social workers are low paid and generally don't have a huge bank account. One of those typical social workers, ACLJ took my case without requiring money up front. The legal cost of doing this case for ACLJ was staggering. ACLJ takes cases based on the principle rather than on what is economically feasible. I had almost given up hope of being able to be presented properly as a Christian who had been blind and discriminated against. When ACLJ sent Frank Mayne to Kansas City, I realized that there was hope for my family and all Christians who have stood up. Religious beliefs. Many Christian families are going through unbelievable persecution right here in the United States because of their faith. I often wonder how many Christians are experiencing challenges similar to those that I face, but don't have a clue as where to start in the midst of their battle. Chapter 9, the 24-hour deposition of 692 pages. Above all, taking the shield of faith wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, is Ephesians 6:16. So bow to undergo questioning by the Attorney General's office for my deposition of 24 hours. It's been categorized as the longest deposition of any individual in the State of Missouri. It took 63 pages to get to the reason we were even doing this. Excerpt. Question, what are the strong religious convictions that you're referring to? Answer, the strong religious convictions are found in Leviticus 18:22, as well as in the first chapter of Romans as it relates to practice of homosexuality. Leviticus 18:22, it states that man is not to lie with mankind as he does with womankind. It's an abomination. The book of Romans, it talks about that. It's a natural act, men with men and women with women. Question, is that Romans chapter 1? Answer, yes. Question, do you have a verse for that reference? Answer, I can certainly look up that up if you'd like to, for me to do that. Question, if you want to take a second and look up that, that would be fine. Answer, that would be Romans 1:27. The men leaving the natural use, the woman burned in their lust one toward another, men with men, working that which is unseemly, receiving themselves that recompense the error which is made. Question, and it's your understanding that's referring to homosexuality, homosexual activity. Answer, referring to men with men, Leviticus 18:22. I'll go ahead. So we're going there and read that as well. Mr. Manning, you open the door. It's a big book. Answer, actually, it's several scriptures that refer to that. Leviticus 18:22, thou shalt not lie with mankind, womankind. It's abomination. So that's basically my particular faith. The relative principle of my faith resides in the Holy Bible. So that's what I was basing my strong conviction, religious conviction upon. Question, okay, you mentioned your faith. What is that? Answer, I'm a Christian faith. Question, other than your seminary training, what type of religious training have you had? Answer, I was raised in what I would call a strong Christian background. From grade school through high school, I attended a Christian elementary school. And then I attended a Christian high school. Question, I'm going to move on to some of the other religious convictions that you indicate you held a strong belief that extramarital affairs and affairs that wedlock are repugnant and unacceptable. What do you base that belief on? Answer, the same belief that I base homosexuality on, which is the Bible. There are numerous passages in the Old and New Testaments in the Old Testament, starting with the commandments, thou shalt not commit adultery. In the New Testament, numerous passages well reinforce the woman. One man in relationship marriage. Question, referring to another belief that you indicated. Common, earned, consistent use, profane, vulgar language, and contrary set for religious standards. Would those be your religious standards? Answer, well, it would include my religious standards. It would exclude other people that have the same question standards, the same standards I have. Question, and I think the last specific belief that you indicate in your complaint is that abortion is equivalent to murder. What do you base that belief on? Answer, I base that belief on going back to creation order and that conception as to when conception belief begins. Life, the child is in the womb, and that child is an individual through the inception of 9 months, the mother carrying the child. Question, okay, in Exhibit 7, last paragraph, May 23rd conference, the last two sentences, she asked me if I had also had problems in licensing those that had sex relations and that were not married, i.e. theirs are paramours, there's paramours in the home. Say paramours, what is your definition of that? Answer, those who are living outside of wedlock together. Question, so single individuals are living together. Answer, in a sex relationship, question, would that be both male-female relationships and male-male? Answer, absolutely. Question, okay, then the next sentence, once it continues on to the next page, says, I indicated that my religious beliefs were solidly against persons taking foster children in their home, or living in fornication, infidelity, and having sex relationships outside of marriage. What is your definition of these terms? Answer, definition of fornication is persons who are married and having relationships outside of marriage. Question, is fornication something that only happens in a marriage relationship? Answer, no, it can happen in marriage or outside of marriage. Persons who are married having sex relationships other than with their spouse will be infidelity. Question, you placed a quantifier. Acceptable beliefs or opinions, in your opinion, would practicing homosexual be entitled to those beliefs? Answer, I need to elaborate on that. I have absolutely nothing against a homosexual person. I personally have a challenge with homosexual behavior. My challenge in this whole issue was that I was told that I had to license and endorse homosexual foster parents. Question, just out of curiosity, what does your religion teach about forgiveness? Mr. Mannion, I'm going to object. What is this, the Spanish Inquisition? Mr. Mannion, on the record, note my strong objection. I'm tolerated for about 45 minutes of theological inquisition. It's personally, to me, is completely irrelevant to the issues on the case. Question, do you remember what the question was, Mr. Phillips? Answer, could you repeat it for me? Question, what does your religion teach about forgiveness? Answer, love your enemies so that they finally use you and persecute you and say all manner of evil against you. To love those people, and that's my firm belief. I believe there is a firm distinction between tolerance and the issue of unconditional love. And I think the person has, as our Constitution states, that we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights. And those rights are to have faith in our own convictions, that we're not to be interposed upon and told where to believe. But I guess that is the distinction as it relates to mind control. Question, what was a stupid matter that supervisor inserted rather than name approached you about? Answer, I was approached by a co-worker, stirred distraught over the fact that she was told that she had to go out and license a homosexual foster home without getting the criminal background check and so on. Question, so the issue that supervisor inserted rather than name approached you about with the license or homosexual foster parents? Answer, that was one of the issues. Just wanted to get you just a small sample of Gruen's position that I went through to prove the case against the state of Missouri. Good Lord was with me through the complete 24 hours of questioning. I had my moments many times, and I was praying for God to guide me, give me strength to answer the questions in a way that would be pleasing to Him. Of course, in terms of preparing our case, we also had to oppose many, many witnesses. I never dreamed this case would take on the significance that it did as we got close to trial. The homosexual supervisor was deposed, to me and my coworkers, as well as others. Agency testified. I saw the hand of God protect and defend me throughout the entire process. I want to take this opportunity publicly to thank Him for His protection and guidance in the time of my life. Found He was my dearest friend.
Thank you, Mark.
Yes.
Well, this was quite a ordeal. Now, I did not fully understand that point. I've changed my position regarding the Constitution. I do not believe that we're endowed by our Creator with certain inalienable rights today. Also, I find it interesting that in that deposition, how that they wanted to cover my position on adultery, marriage, paramours, and everything else as well. So I was attacked at many different levels. God bless.